Brothers and sisters, today's topic of treasures for the soul is the Lord is forever a man. He once died for us. The Lord is the infinite one. He really treasures his eternal love dream. Though the difference between us is immense, through his infiniteness, he causes us to be the most compatible with him. How much does the Lord treasure his love dream? Firstly, he became a man forever for us, being like us in every aspect. Secondly, being a man, the Lord shows how compatible God and man can be. Third, the Lord experienced his journey on earth as a man. Fourth, the Lord was nailed on the cross, being struck and forsaken by the Father. We can never fully comprehend this love. Yet, this love is the most real and touching to our heart.
We are not fantasizing. This is the love dream of the Infinite One. Nothing is more real than this. Isn't it amazing? I wrote at least 2 hymns that talk about the difference between the Infinite One and us. But they also talk about how compatible we are with Him. Because He is infinite and almighty, He can create us to be the most suitable to Him. Only the Infinite One can make us born again and be the most compatible with Him. Now we might look down on ourselves because of our small size in comparison to the universe. But the precious Lord came personally to take away that wrong concept. Can you believe this? Even the infinite Lord is forever a man for you. He was the same in stature with us. Now, will you ever say that the Lord Jesus is not so significant due to his limited physical size? Moreover, the Lord becoming a man shows how compatible human attributes and God's divine nature can be. He is one Christ, one person. Furthermore, his life on earth revealed the Father. Have you ever thought that God and man can be compatible? In the past, we sinned and were not in harmony with him. After we believed, we may still be at odds with him sometimes. But when we are in harmony with him, we feel very comfortable and joyous. When we are in harmony with him, we feel peace in our hearts. We feel happy when we enjoy his love and love him back. We know all these from our experiences, because we were created for this love. Only in this state will we feel happy, satisfied, and peaceful in our hearts. The Lord is real. It's so amazing that he paid a great price for us. To accomplish his love dream, he once experienced a life journey on earth. His life on earth started as a baby. He didn't begin with adulthood like Adam. He endured his life journey and was tempted in all things. He knows us all, our needs, and he enters deeply into our needs. His 3 years of public ministry, together with his 30-plus years on earth, were not spent randomly. I can say those years were the life of eternity, recorded in the eternal book. That is the Word of God, which is firmly fixed in the heavens forever, with immeasurable depth. The Lord even died for us. Not only did he give us all things and the whole universe, but he gave himself to us. To give himself for us, the Lord went through a journey, which we can understand more and more through eternity. The cross stands forever, and the moment of the cross is unique forever. It brings forth tremendous and eternal outcome from his labor. As Paul said, "Now we only know in part, because the reality is far too extraordinary. What will it be like when we see the Lord face to face one day? On that day, you will probably realize what I've been telling you is actually too little compared to what you will truly experience. Of course, you will also realize that I'm not puffed up or imagining all this. It is the love of the Infinite One. My messages and songs are very precious, but still, they are far too little. Paul described the riches and love of the Lord as unsearchable He knows all our needs, the problems in our hearts and in our mind. Because He treasures this deepest love relationship with us, He humbled Himself. This is also the love dream He has longed for since eternity past. Seeing the great price that He paid, we know how much He treasures this. Had it not been such a magnificent and endless love dream, why would the Lord have gone through such suffering on the cross? The fact that the Lord is a man forever, and He died on the cross, is extremely special among the Trinity God. He didn't just give us something that He created. In fact, if God only gave us this boundless universe, we would already be so overwhelmed. But much more, the Lord Jesus, one of the Trinity, is a man forever. He is forever God and man at the same time. This speaks strongly of His love. It is eternal and final. We will never fully understand what happened among the Trinity when the Lord was on the cross. The Father and the Lord are one. Yet the Father struck and forsook the Lord on the cross. What was it like? We will never be able to fully comprehend what happened at that moment and the pain they suffered. Such love of the Trinity God is unsearchable. We should be the ones who highly treasure it, because it's the need in our hearts. But it's very precious that He Himself treasures this relationship the most. The Sulamite in the Song of Solomon represents you and me. We can only be satisfied and restful when we attain the position of love in His heart. We are set as a seal on His heart, signifying that we are deeply united with Him, and we are the ones He loves the most.